Hello, and welcome to Listen, Bitch, where we don't sugarcoat healing and we sure as hell don't coddle self-sabotage. This is Burn It Down Month, and this week we are taking emotional inventory because you cannot build the life that God called you to while you're still renting space to bitterness, burnout, buried pain. Okay. So if you are someone who has been carrying silent resentment, explosive rage, or that numb, like I'm fine feeling, that's anything but. This is your invitation to torch the lies and reclaim your emotional truth. This isn't about managing your emotions, it's about finally listening to them. So if you're ready to stop pretending you're okay and you're ready to actually be free, stay tuned and let's burn it down. Okay. I'm gonna say this. Listen, okay. We're going to flip the script on anger today because what if rage is not a character flaw, but actually a compass? Okay. And if my husband's listening, I'm not talking to you. Okay. Because your anger is definitely a character flaw. I love you to death, but it is a character flaw. Okay. He's got a tough job, you guys. He's got a tough job, and it definitely has pushed his limit of emotions. Having to work with a computer system has been his test of time. I feel like we all have a test of time, and he's met his nemesis. And in the process of learning, he's just really hardened himself. So, we're all jokes aside, honestly, I want to explain to you guys that. In normal situations and everything that you're feeling, like what if anger could be a compass? Like, what if your resentment is the alarm system for your boundaries and the fact that people are just bulldozing through your boundaries? What if your righteous burn is actually this beautiful, God-given prophetic fire showing you what you're no longer willing to tolerate? Dun, dun, dun. This episode, we are going to talk about a few cool things. And the first thing that we're going to talk about is, why anger isn't something that we have to heal, but I think it should be something that we heed. And I know if you've been listening to me for a long time, you're going to be like, Brandon, I swear you're like flipping the script on a lot of things. You guys, transformation, I burned it down. I'm not the same person. And when I go through stuff, and I realized that what I was sharing, because I coddled the shit out of you guys, when I realize that kind of stuff, I feel like I just want to crawl away under a rock, right? Because I'm saying a lot of opposite things I've said before. And I thought I was on the other side of toxic positivity. I thought I was on the other side of it. I just have not been honest with myself. And so it wasn't even in my awareness. So I just want you to know that it was never intentional that, I said a lot of shit that I'm going to unsay, okay? I'm gonna say a lot of things. Listen, listen, it's fine, okay? I want you to understand that, like, your fury is valid and it has faith in it. Like, it points to the truth that you're avoiding, okay? So, if we want to burn this to the foundation to build something from holy ashes, we have to have radical honesty with ourselves and with each other. So, how do you flip the script on anger? Because I mean, anger has always been bad. Like, I grew up in juvie, right? And I had to go to a lot of anger management classes. Anger is bad. Anger is bad. Always, always told that anger is bad. We're supposed to stay calm, smile pretty, forgive instantly. You swallow shit down so many times, like you don't even know where your real voice lives anymore. So I want to tell you the truth that especially like if I did go to church as a kid and I feel like religion really watered stuff down, anger is not your enemy. We need to utilize it, okay? Because we have narrow, spicy brains and we're looking to rewire and we're looking to be honest. We want to tell the truth. It is not your enemy, it is your prophet. Another bullshit story we were sold. This is like God's alarm system for you, screaming like this is not okay, not because you're weak, but because you were never made to live under that abuse or the silence or the self-betrayal. Why are we so angry? Why are we angry? You know, what are the roots of our rage? This is the thing, you guys, okay? This is violation of boundaries that we never learned to set. You're angry because you're overrun. You're always available, always giving, always accommodating until you're depleted, and then no one even notices, and the rage rises when your soul says, I can't keep self-abandoning to be loved. Even God says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. That's not a rule. It's a commandment of spiritual sovereignty. Long-term injustice has gone unspoken. So anger is building like a pressure in a sealed pipe, okay? You've got childhood wounds, trauma, all of these things that have happened to you, and you've been told, just get over it. Just move on. Just think positive. Pray about it. But you've never been told to process it, to really just sit with it and process it. So that's not healing, that's hiding. And I think you're a coward if you're hiding. If Jesus can go and flip tables, you're allowed to feel your fury when something is desecrated, especially when the something is you, because you are holy. You are a part of this divine birthright. You have had this silenced identity, and you have been living with the stuffed down truth. You're angry because you've been muted, especially my neurospicy women, because we're too loud, too soft, too real. The anger is the soul scream to like, let me out. Your purpose is trapped behind politeness. Anger says, the real me is suffocating under this performance. I'm going to say that again, okay? Because we're really performing, not healing, and it's suffocating us. The real me is suffocating under this performance. Then you have this unprocessed grief that has turned into a fire. And like sometimes anger, okay, I know that what I've known to be true is that hurt people bring that out as anger. Like when they're hurt, okay? When you're hurt, you hurt people. Hurt people hurt people. But like sometimes anger is just sadness with nowhere to go. Lost time, lost dreams, lost peace, and nobody lets you grieve. And now it's coming out sideways with, you know, terrible words that you throw at other people, shutting down, self-sabotage. Like you're not crazy. You're just carrying grief without the permission to lay it down. So how do we flip the script on that without setting our life on fire? Okay. Because we want to burn it down. But this is where we're going to get practical. Okay. Kind of where therapy meets God, I guess. You have to recognize it as a message, not a mess. I've said that before. Let your mess be your message. And that's exactly it. But I don't want you to ask yourself, like, what is wrong with me? That is exactly what I was asking myself a few weeks ago. Like, what is wrong with me? Instead of like, what is my anger trying to protect? What is my self-sabotage protecting? And it's usually one of three things. There's a boundary that's been violated, a value that's been ignored, or a truth that has been silenced. And we're not here to pray the pain away. We want to partner with it. We want to partner with it. We're going to stop the spiritual gaslighting, okay? We're not going to call it conviction when it's really disrespect. We're not going to call it sacrifice when it's really just self-erasure, okay? Not all pain is persecution. Some of it is really just misalignment. You got to let people stop crucifying your calling with a smile. You got to stop. Let anger clarify, not consume. Ask yourself the question, like, what am I not okay with anymore? Who needs to change so I don't keep reliving this? And who am I when I stop betraying myself? We can burn it all down without scorching the earth. Unless the soil has been poisoned, then I'm saying just keep the fire hot. Okay. But sometimes like the most righteous thing you can do is walk away and never explain. I burned some bridges. Burned some bridges. I think it's been a week, maybe almost 2 weeks. I burned some bridges and some some people that are still on the earth are not alive in my world. Like they are non-existent anymore. I just cut it off. I don't owe anybody an explanation. It was a situation that was not serving me, a situation that was not honoring me, a situation that was not lifting up my family or doing anything good for us other than like just a little toxic piece of fruit. Like you guys see those, I'm sure you've seen the meme of, you know, the orange next to the other orange and it's rotten. And like when you hang out with that rotten orange or you dwell on that rotten orange, like it's contagious and the rot transfers. I'm not letting rot transfer anymore. So the most righteous thing you could do is to walk away without explaining and bring it to God raw. You don't have to filter things, okay? You don't have to filter things to him. Like that's what he's there for. He can handle it. You kept picking up a mess that wasn't yours. We learned yesterday, let's hand that off. Let's hand it off. That's what he can do. And you're not less holy for being mad. You're more honest. And honesty is always going to be more respected than fake lies. I know I'm healing because I don't have the energy to be fake anymore. I used to think it's because I have a full life and I have like a lot going on. That's not it. Because even if my life was like peaceful, I just don't have the energy to be fake. My face doesn't fake it. My mood doesn't fake it. My mouth doesn't fake it. I just can't fake it. Honesty is key here. Even David in Psalms, I think I read this today. If it wasn't today, it was yesterday. Okay. I am full of rage and bitterness. Hear my cry, oh God. And I'm going to tell you guys a little secret. God did not rebuke him. He received him. He's waiting for your clean version. He wants your bloody, betrayed, pissed off prayers because that's where intimacy starts. He wants you to be honest. And you cannot be honest with God until you start being honest with yourself. And then what you're going to do is you're going to use this to rebuild. Rage is fuel. Don't waste it burning bridges that don't matter. I'm all for the flamethrower, for the torch, for the big burn, okay? But we're not going to waste our time on petty shit that never, ever mattered. Like things that did not affect us. We don't have to keep focusing on the dumb shit. Okay. That's what I want to say. You want to use this fire, this rage as fuel to light up the truth of who you are. You see that? We're burning it all down, but it's coming back to life. That rebirth. Because we're going to purify your yes. We're going to make your no a one word answer and we're going to hold it sacred. We're going to show everybody in your life that you do not tolerate the devil's lies anymore. No more. Anger is not the sin. The silence is. Because when you silence your rage, you silence the voice that God gave you to set people free. Anger is not just about what hurt you. It's about what you're here to heal in others. And that fire you're feeling, that is the prophecy. That's the calling. That's your holy burn. So let it burn. Let it burn. And you're done playing nice. You're done playing nice because we're tired of being stuck in burnout. We're tired of people pleasing. We're tired of the self-abandonment. That's it. You don't even know where that fire was supposed to go. And I get it because we've been taught everything that's the opposite. You have a safe place to land now. You have a safe place to land. I know that sometimes it doesn't feel safe expressing it. You want to make sure people feel that. That's when your anger turns into control. That's when it turns into sarcasm. That's when it turns into shutdowns. That's when it turns into spite. That's it. You never had a safe place to land. So you lash out, you ghost people, you say I'm fine when you're seething, or you just burn bridges so you have to feel powerless. But what's really happening underneath is that you were never taught to express the anger safely. So you've built the armor. Okay, this isn't a bad thing. This armor brought you to this point. You have survived because of it. But that's your armor. So you become sharp to avoid being soft. This is my toxic trait. This hyper independence. It's just all armor. I had to get sharp because if I was soft, I was not going to survive. And then you stay stuck in these relationships that never honor you, where you don't feel safe. You keep people in your life that are just using you. Because deep down, you just don't feel safe inside your own emotional truth. And you weaponize your anger. You do it because you're scared that no one's going to protect you. So you protect yourself through power plays. I know one of my really good friends that I haven't spoken to in a very long time, 20 plus years ago, was the first person that ever called me out on what a great manipulator I was. And it was survival, okay? When your rights are signed off when you're a little kid and you're out there in the world just like making shit happen, I protected myself. And I recognized that manipulation when he called me out. He was like, wow, but you're not using it for good. I've always protected myself through power plays, always with the manipulation, manipulating myself even. Because that's how I stayed protected. It's another performance, okay? It's a performance. And what's happening is that it keeps intimacy and joy and those real connections out of reach. We have that suppressed anger, like I'm just going to swallow it and smile. Or if you are my husband, you just wait and explode. Like you're numb or you explode, you know? There's no middle ground for that. And this is the slow soul suicide because you tell yourself. And I do the same thing just in a very different way because I can hold it in and I'm not reactive. Like I'm swallowing the poison still when I'm saying I'm not, because I'm just like cool as a cucumber. But inside I'm like, oh, motherfucker, right? You tell yourself it's not that big a deal. They didn't mean it like that. God will deal with it. Karma, right? Karma will get them. And you're just rotting inside because suppressed anger is turning into that anxiety, depression, resentment. You're binge eating, you're doom scrolling, you're numbing out, passive aggressiveness. I'm just setting a boundary, but you're boiling under the surface. You're not bad, you're overloaded. And all that suppressed anger, it calcifies into your body as shame. So, you know, I think about your body keeps a score, right? Have you guys read that book? Have you read that book? Because shit happens in your body. So if stuff is calcifying and your body is tight and you're in pain and you're uncomfortable, I feel like this just manifests into like real body symptoms 100%. Shame calcifies. And then you're stuck. I mean, you forget what it even feels like to speak your truth without guilt. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And suppressed anger says, I'll keep shrinking so nobody else feels uncomfortable, right? And that is why you're exhausted. And it's not because of the work, but because of that emotional labor of keeping yourself quiet every single day. That's exhausting. And we bypass anger. We do this a lot. Like if I just pray harder, if I meditate more, if I think positive, it'll go away. Yeah, I know that might feel holy, but it's definitely not. And these are some of the things that you say, like you're spiritually bypassing when you're using scripture or mindset work or good vibes only, toxic positivity, bullshit. This is where you're avoiding processing your rage. Okay. Cause you're going to say, God's testing me. This is just my lesson. Forgiveness sets me free. And really, you can't do any of that because you haven't even acknowledged the full pain yet. Like you're trying to heal what you won't let yourself feel. You're trying to heal what you won't let yourself feel. You're trying to jump to redemption without going through that honesty. You think you're being spiritually strong, but really you're emotionally hiding. And this hurts your relationship with Christ. I promise you that, because the truth is still not out there. There's always going to be a disconnect. And bypassing is going to keep you in cycles where you tolerate mistreatment because you think that God wants you to be a peacemaker. But peacemaking without truth, you know what that is, you guys? It's just a performance. It is not real. Why is this keeping us stuck? All of this, the weaponizing, the suppressing, the bypassing, why are we stuck? These things have one root lie. It is not safe to be fully honest about my pain. And as long as you believe that, you'll burn out in silence and you will perform healing instead of embodying it. You're going to build a life that looks good from the outside, but feels fake inside. Because anger, when it is unsuppressed, doesn't go away. It just finds a sneakier way to sabotage your joy, to take your health, to wreck your body physically, to kill your spirit, and to squash your calling. So what if we flip it, right? That's what we want to do here. We want to flip this. So what if your anger was never the enemy? What if it's just your soul saying enough is enough? Now I'm just tired, but I'm tired of abandoning myself to be digestible. Ooh, I forgive them, but also I need to admit how deep the wound actually went. Let yourself feel this fully, fiercely, without the fake ass performance. Because I'm going to tell you this right now. Only honest anger can lead to real freedom. That's it. Resentment is a spiritual clue. It's a spiritual clue that something sacred has been violated. You know, your time, your worth, your calling. And we never want to admit that, because resentment is that ugly little whisper that we really try to ignore, but it will show up in the corners of every conversation. It shows up in your burnout. It shows up in your, you know, blow-ups. It shows up in your bitterness. But it's just a spiritual clue. That's it. It's not just a boundary. It's not just your time. Something holy inside of you has been crossed or disrespected or ignored. And you didn't say anything. Because maybe you didn't know how. Maybe you have wired yourself to just be grateful no matter what, right? Maybe you're afraid they'd leave. Maybe you told yourself it wasn't that big a deal. We gaslight the fuck out of ourselves. We really, really do. I gaslight the fuck out of myself. It's really not that big a deal. It's really not that big a deal. But then I couldn't figure out the cycle and the pattern of my exhaustion. Why I would keep going through this stuff. And it's because I was full of shit. I was full of shit because my soul knows. Your soul knew. Your soul keeps the receipts. Resentment is really telling you, I agreed to something I didn't really want. You said yes to be liked. You said yes to avoid conflict. You didn't want to disappoint. And now you're serving from a dry well and you're bitter about it. And it's not just exhaustion. That is literally a spiritual disconnect from the truth. Resentment has built in me because I just give more than I receive. Constantly. I'm out of integrity with myself. And I've gaslit myself, right? Because that's what someone who loves Christ should do. We just give, 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 forgive, 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 turn the other cheek, turn the other cheek. We do the things, right? Because we have been manipulized. Is that a new word today? I think so. Literally, we're listening to my podcast in the car today. I don't ever do that. I put it on when I picked up the kids, and my son was definitely trolling me. He's like, I messed up on a lot of words. I guess I do that a lot, probably. He's like, oh my God, mom, are you drunk? Are you tired? What is it? I don't know what it is, but I mess up words. It's fine. It's a neurospicy brain. Okay. We can assure you we've got sober brain and driving the bus today. But out of resentment, out of integrity with yourself, we have absolutely just flip the script in a very toxic way. Like, you're pouring into people, projects, kids, business, and you start to hate the very things that you used to love. And that's how I started to recognize the pattern. And you can never make changes in your life until you recognize that pattern. Because I know you've been in it. I know you're in that vortex. You're in the loop of like, oh, this is going to be great. It's going to be fun. And then you do the same thing you always do. Always. And it's not just the default mode. It's because you haven't had a lifeline to get out of the loop. And like, this is me throwing out a little life jacket for you. Okay. Or what the fuck are those called when you throw them out in the ocean, a buoy? I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. Okay. One of those things, a little lifeline floaty. You're drowning and no one's throwing anything out to you, but now you are getting answers. You're getting answers. It's not okay to not admit that you're starting to secretly hate the things that you used to love. And this is because you're operating from obligation, not overflow. I swallowed the truth to keep the peace. You don't speak up when people cross the line. You gaslight yourself again with like they meant well, and you convince yourself to stay silent in the name of maturity or Christian Christ-likeness. We're going to keep it quiet. And I really gaslit myself so many times. Like, I'm not bothered. I'm not bothered. And like inside, I see it now. I was just so blind. Love is blind. I was protecting myself. I was in survival mode. It was another loop. I see the truth now. I see the truth. That peace without truth isn't peace. It's performance. It's all been fake. I faked myself out. Resentment is a red flag on your holy map, okay? God didn't give us discernment so we can ignore it. Like that frustration that you're feeling, the low-grade bitterness, we all know the edge in the voice of someone who's saying they're fine when they're not, okay? That is your nervous system, your spiritual nervous system screaming that something's off. It's like a holy gut check. Babe, resentment doesn't mean that you're unforgiving. It means that your soul is crying out for alignment. You're not being petty. You're being prompted. Resentment is a symptom of self-abandonment. Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil. I'm going to say that again because I think a lot of you, we say no because we don't want to hurt people's feelings, okay? We don't want to hurt people's feelings. So... You know, we say yes when we don't want to. We say no when we don't want to. We say no when we want to. We just don't have it right. Okay. We're backwards on everything. Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than that comes from evil. And that's in Matthew. When you say yes and mean no, when you serve without being seen, when you betray your own values in the name of being nice, resentment is God's way of saying, come back into the truth. Come back into the wholeness. I did not call you to martyr yourself in my name. You're not crazy, okay? You're not mean. You're not broken. You are just finally waking up to the places where you've abandoned yourself to stay in false peace. I've been in false peace for a very long time. Very long time. And you know how I know that I'm breaking another cycle, how I'm breaking the loop, how I'm getting off of it, how I've got my life vest? Is that I'm not resorting back into the loop when I see how long I spent lying to myself. I'm not jumping back in that, oh my God, you lied to yourself. You could have done this. You would have done that. You should have done this. Like, it's not even a part of that. I just need you to know that healing can come fast and it can come easy. But that's it. You've got to let that resentment be a flare. God sends up to say, it's time to course correct, reclaim your voice. It's time to realign your boundaries with your values. We want to turn rage into righteous clarity, not self-destruction. This isn't about calming down. It's about burning cleaner. Now we're really burning it down, right? This is the truth, okay? For anyone who really wants to stop spiraling and start standing in your authority, rage is not meant to destroy you. It's meant to deliver you. But only if you stop numbing it, stop judging it, or stop letting it drive the damn bus. How exactly do you turn that holy fire, righteous clarity, so you're not burning bridges, but you're burning through the bullshit and building something that lasts? How do you do that? You feel it without filtering it. You can't alchemize what you won't fully feel. And rage only becomes reckless when you try to skip the emotion and you jump straight to strategy. That is my toxic trait. 1,347 on my list of toxic traits. Sit with it, babe. Write it. Scream it in the car. Pray ugly. Hit a pillow. Name what you're really mad about. I'm not just mad I was overlooked. I'm enraged that I thought I had to earn being seen. I'm not just mad at them. I'm mad that I betrayed myself to stay liked. Clarity will only come after honesty. So you have to stop editing the anger. You have to let it speak. You want to bring it to the throne, not the timeline. Take your rage to God before you take it to people. Okay? I'm going to say that again. Take the rage to God before you take it to people. I got to practice that this week. And I saw the lesson. God isn't scared of your fury. He gave you the fire. It's not about calming down. It's about communion. Pray about it. That's what Psalms is all about. David just going through it. And Jesus really did flip actual tables in the temple when he saw the sacred being exploited. So if you're angry about being used and silenced and dismissed and manipulated, like, you're in righteous territory. But instead of blasting it online, okay, instead of burying it inside, take it to the one who knows how to refine it. Rage at the feet of Jesus. That's where it becomes revelation. And extract that message from the mess. You've laid it down. You've laid it down. And now it's time to translate it. What are you done tolerating? What truth have you been avoiding that this rage is revealing? Where's your no not being honored? And how are you complicit? Okay. What is the fire trying to purify or protect? Rage is just raw truth that hasn't processed into language, you know? Clarity is when your boundaries and your values and your voice come into alignment with God's truth for your life. And that's where you stop reacting and you start reclaiming. You're going to turn the rage into a righteous assignment. Now that you know what the rage is about, okay, because you answered the questions, you're in the conversation, you choose how it fuels you. That same fire that had you spiraling last week, that becomes your sermon. Guess where the topics are coming from, right? Because I was spiraling last week, and this is it. This is the platform. This is the conversation. I'm not lashing out. I'm leading forward. And that's what you're called to do. Your mess is your message. And if I can come on here and start contradicting a bunch of shit that I've built a platform on, if I can call myself out that I called out toxic positivity coaches and all this bullshit. I called it out when I was still just the same person inside. I had a glimpse that it wasn't right. And that's why I haven't been in alignment. That's why I've been lost in the sauce and in a spiral that I wasn't happy about. You got to lead forward. And that's when you get that righteous clarity, because then you know who you are. You know what you're done with and you know what you're building. And if I can get to a point where I'm no longer going to entertain anything that insults my calling, girl, you can get there too. How do you stop letting pain run your nervous system and start letting purpose run your vision? Rage is unprocessed clarity. Clarity is holy fire with direction. Righteous clarity is what happens when you let the spirit filter your fury into purpose. You're not broken for being pissed. You're finally listening. So let anger be your midwife, okay? Not your muzzle. What is the plan for deliverance? A muzzle is designed to silence and restrain and make something safe for other people. And us, as women, we have done that with our anger. We put it on lockdown. We swallow it with smiles. We shut it down with guilt and gaslight ourselves with scriptures we don't even understand in context. Be angry and do not sin got twisted into don't be angry, you're sinning. That's religious trauma, okay? Not the truth. And what happens when we muzzle our anger? We become passive aggressive. We get sick, literally, headaches, inflammation, backaches, anxiety, all of that. We stay small and palatable. We start resenting the very people and places that we're called to serve. Muzzled anger doesn't disappear. It festers. Your body keeps the score. Eventually it blows or it buries you alive in burnout and bitterness. But what happens if we bring anger in as a midwife? Like, a midwife doesn't cause labor. She supports the delivery, right? That's what she's there for. She doesn't force anything. She just is helping bring forth what's been growing inside of you through the pain, the pressure, and the pushing. Your anger is not the problem. It's the contraction before you're becoming. It's that discomfort before you're born again. And when anger is your midwife, it starts sounding like this. This isn't working for me anymore. I'm done self-abandoning just to be liked. I can't serve where I'm silenced. My boundaries are holy and I will honor them even if no one else does. It brings you face to face with the old version of yourself. And it says, literally, it's time to push. And you're going to feel that. It is painful. Because if things aren't working for you anymore, you're risking all of those stories you've been telling yourself. All this time you've spent trying to be liked, you know you're burning that down. Setting boundaries pisses people off, and you know you're about to feel that. But it's time to push. That's it. How to let anger midwife the next version of yourself starts with naming what you're done tolerating. What does midwife anger say? This is what I'm not bringing into the next season. I'm not bringing this in. And get specific. You want to name people, patterns, agreements that have to go. Write it out, burn it, pray over it, declare it. I did this and I cannot tell you guys. When we're talking about yesterday, we're talking about the weight of everything we carry. Okay. I did this. I drew a very firm line about what is going in the next season with me. Season 8, what's coming with me? The patterns, the agreements, that was it. I declared it. And there is no falling back into that loop. There's no falling back into that spiral of self-destruction for the sake of other people. And it was therapeutic to literally write it out. And I would even envision the process of just burning the bridge. Okay, there's a bridge between me and them. It's down. I wrote it down. I declared it. I declared it. Let your rage reveal your values. You're not mad for no reason. You're mad because something deeply sacred to you was violated, whether it's your time, your truth, your safety, your identity. Midwife anger doesn't just scream, it speaks wisdom. Like, let it teach you what you really care about and use it to give birth to like really bold boundaries. Everyone has to learn to say no through their rage because the polite version of you didn't know how to hold the line. Now you know how to hold the line. I had to get mad to get honest. I had to get loud to get free. That's midwife anger. I had to get mad to get honest. I had to get loud to get free. Let it to refine your leadership. It's not about emotional outbursts. It's about emotional truth. The version of you that's coming here, she's not fake. She is fierce. She does not lead from fear. She leads from the fire. Let anger birth that woman. The one who doesn't shrink. The one who speaks with shine and spirit, passion. Let's go. The one with the balls. I literally got told the other day that I have bigger balls than most of the men that this man knew. And I didn't know if that was really a compliment or not, but I'll take the spine and spirit. Okay. I'll take the passion because I will be speaking out about this. Your anger is not a flaw. It's a contraction, a quick blip of pain. And if you don't let it birth the new you, it's going to bury the real you. You have to take off the muzzle. You have to let this anger be your midwife and let it push because the next version of you, she's not angry. She's awake. She's awake. And who are you without rage? Who are you without resentment? Who are you without the righteous burn? Because you're not docile. You won't be some soft-spoken stepford wife sipping chamomile tea in a fucking skirt talking about vibes. You're still a force, but now you're centered and you're sober in spirit. You're strategic, not reactive. And in my case, I still don't have to be reactive, but I can still be pissed off, okay? You don't need the fire to validate your pain anymore because you've already honored it. That's it. You're the version of you that doesn't need war to feel worthy. That's who you get to be. Can you imagine if you didn't live in survival mode? What would your life be like? You're not going to be addicted to proving you can make it if you can just release this. You don't need someone to betray you to feel permission to choose yourself. You don't have to build your worth on how much shit you can carry without crying. How much can I carry before I break? You're not calm. You're not clear. Without rage, you're not numb. You're free. You don't snap to feel alive. You don't binge to feel full. You don't spiral to get clarity. You stop breaking down your own bones to feed people who are full off of your sacrifice. You don't apologize for being powerful, and you don't over-explain to be understood. You are no longer defined by the wounds. You're defined by the wisdom you excavated from them. What would your life look like? Peace that's not performative. No more faking it. No more, I'm okay. It is real. I have nothing to prove. Peace. And this really makes people nervous because it's unbothered. My goal is to walk into a room and not scan for threats. I am in a level of honesty and truth that I will scan for the opportunity. That's where we get to be. We get to build from overflow, not survival. You don't have to grind to prove anything. You don't have to make decisions out of guilt. You're not sabotaging things you're doing because you're afraid of being seen. When you're in your integrity, things magnetize to you. You call it in. You've got relationships that are going to be rooted in, you know, reciprocity. You can't carry emotional adults on your back anymore. You don't stay where you're tolerated. You don't shrink to be digestible. And you don't rescue to feel needed. Like, your standards are high, not because you're cold, because your self-worth is finally intact. You have that expression with no leash, and you can speak without second guessing. What would that feel like? Imagine, just imagine. Your brain's not working overtime. You just talk and you don't think about the conversation. You don't overthink. You don't question. You show up without spiraling. You're not performing for Instagram. You're not performing for TikTok. You're not performing for Facebook. You're not curating a brand. You're embodying a message. It's very simple. That message is truth. How does that prepare you to step into your full potential? How is that? Because you finally stop burning your energy on the bullshit. You are not spending 90% of your bandwidth healing on the same wound for the 900th time. Been there, done that. Now, your energy gets to go to building and creating, leading, living, speaking, resting, whatever you want to do. Because guess what? Your gifts are unblocked. Your intuition unchained, your purpose unapologetic, and you become the embodied proof that healing doesn't kill your edge. It sharpens it. You don't lose your fire, you master it. You go from a woman with this wildfire that you can't control to someone who is literally wielding a flame like a torch, lighting the path, burning the lies, but leading the way. And that woman, imagine who you would be if you were not mad anymore. If you're just moving. If you're just moving. Listen, bitch, if you're angry, good. That means you're still alive. That means your soul hasn't gone silent. But don't let the fire eat you alive. You have to let it refine you. Let it reveal you. Let it rebirth you. Because rage isn't who you are. It's what you've survived. From this moment forward, you don't owe anyone your silence, your burnout, or your self-abandonment to be loved. That's it. I am telling you, you are not here to perform. You are here to burn brighter. So it's time that the old you dies and let the real you rise. Anger was the contraction, and this is the delivery. You are the light. You are the pillar. It's time that you live like that. Stepping into your potential, stepping into your calling. Your emotions are not the problem. The silences, the swallowing, the pretending. And that's what's kept you stuck. But you don't need to fix yourself. You just need to stop abandoning yourself. And this is your moment to call your power back, to listen to the rage, to unpack the resentment, to get radically honest about what's been festering underneath your I'm fine, because you can't walk in purpose carrying pain you won't name. I love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow.